Do you understand? How does that fit in with praying and provision? My God will supply all your needs. Needs, okay? Sure. We're going to find that provision is connected to needs. And God provides what we need. If you will look, if you have your Bibles, look at Luke 11. And as you remember, this is a familiar passage. It was evoked when Jesus, when the disciples came to Jesus and they said, "Jesus, teach us how to pray." And he gave us a model prayer. That model prayer, in that model prayer, in verse 3, he actually gives us a model that relates to provision. And he says, "Give us each day our daily bread." Give us every day, I think, what we need. Whatever it is we need, each day you provide. You are the provider. Give that to us. And so I think that ties in too to provision and praying in a for his provision. Psalm 111:3. Does anybody have that? Okay, why don't you read that?
"Splendid and majestic is his work, and his righteousness endures forever."
You know, if I would write my notes correctly, try that one.
No, you said Psalm.
No.
You mean number 5?
Yeah, try the 5th verse.
"He is giving food to those who fear him. He will remember his covenant forever."
Okay. He provides food for those who fear him. And so he does what?
Provides.
Provides. Again, I think food would be beyond just what you eat. I think it's whatever we need. And then what's we're going to look at another couple of verses in Matthew. You might want to go just turn to Matthew. And there's 2 chapters there that we all are familiar with in the Sermon on the Mount. And Matthew 6, 25 to 34, we find very familiar. "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air." I love this illustration. "They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they?" He says, "I take care of the sparrows. I take care, you know, not even a bird falls from its nest that I do not see it and know." And so we have a God who knows even beyond that, that we have needs, and he's trying to get us to understand he's going to provide for what we need. And then it goes on, "Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow. They do not labor or spin, yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you?" And then there comes the area of faith. "Oh, you of little faith. So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you," what? "Need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things," that is what you need, "will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself." And it's good advice and a good recognition that God is going to provide. Now, One other, and if you just turn over just to Matthew 7, 7 to 11. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds, and to him who knocks the door will be open. Which of you, if his son asks you for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, I love the how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him. And so again, he is telling us to ask for what we need, and we can be confident when we ask that he will do far more than we would do if somebody asked us for something. That's a good contrast. And we who are evil would not do some of the things. And look at what he does. I came across, as I was thinking about this, the idea of provision, basically three things around it. Provision and connecting it to prayer, asking him to provide. We have been told, urged, commanded, ask and you will receive. Now I think that there's always in this, there's a difference between need and greed. Do you agree? And I think a lot of, we're just pummeled with health and wealth stuff today in this idea of provision. That God wants you healthy and wealthy and wise, I guess, everything. And if you just ask for it, you're going to get it, if you ask in the right way. If you don't ask in the right way, or if you don't get it, there must be something wrong with how you're asking. And so it puts a lot of guilt back on you. If you're not healed, there's something wrong with what you're doing. And I don't like that kind of stuff, because it's really not biblical. But we need to come back as believers and realize it's okay to ask. In fact, he calls us to ask for what we need, to pray specifically for those things. And we can ask him because he can provide and will provide. And I think another part connected to prayer, we were thanking God last week, and I think many people saw provision as the same as thanksgiving. I think thanking is a part. When God provides, we should be thankful. And I think we should thank him for his provision. And then there was a theme that I saw throughout this, is that we are to trust that he will provide. And I think this is the biggest problem for us sometimes. We begin to worry and fret and get anxious because we're not sure that he's going to do what he said he would do. Is that not true? It's really worry is really unbelief, a failure to trust in what God and his promises have been given to us. And so I think that when we're beginning to get anxious, it goes back to a failure for us to simply trust that God's promises are true. And he will provide, and he will do what he said he would do. Okay? Any questions or comments? That's my teaching for tonight. But you may have something that you can teach us about provision. Have you had any incidents that kind of share light on what I've tried to give tonight? Is there anything else that you, any testimony, any word? Yes, Bev.
No, but that first verse, that Philippians 4:19, when he talks about he'll supply all your needs according to his riches and glory, and of course he has unlimited riches. I mean, there's nothing he can't supply. He's got all.
Nothing all, lacking.
Nothing
in the provider.
In the provider.
Nothing. Nothing he cannot provide. Okay. Anything else? All right, we're here primarily to pray, and so that's where we're going to move.